This is Out of Africa with JPR. Music out of Africa, past and present, with JPR. This is simply out of this world with JPR.
This is Out of Africa with JPR, and this is the amazing sound of Muntu Valdo. The track is Di Mala, and the album is Gods and Devils. It came out in 2005. I went to see Muntuvaldo perform live in Basingstoke at The Forge on Sunday the 17th of October, and it was absolutely fantastic. I'll give you a full rundown of the concert later on, but first, let's talk to Muntuvaldo. This is Out of Africa, special Muntuvaldo.
Good evening, Muntuvaldo.
Good evening, GPR.
Your album, Gods and Devils, passed me by completely. I only found out about it this summer. I don't know how it happened, but it happened.
Oh, wow.
And it was such a shame because it's such a nice album.
Yeah.
So, Muntu, where do you come from? Can you tell us about your background? Because it's quite a story.
Yeah. But before that, I will say thank you to come to me today, and sorry if you just discovered my album recently, but you're not the only one, because this album is not like worldwide, like well distributed, because it's a self-produced one. But I hope that sooner than later it will be worldwide known, or may be more available to people. So, but I'm glad you discovered it. So yeah, who I am, I'm an artist from Cameroon, and I'm a musician, I'm a human being, I'm a traveler, I'm a dreamer, I'm optimist, positive person.
So you spent some time in Cameroon, and then you moved to France, and then you moved to England.
Yeah,
I
grew up in Cameroon, actually. So I grew up in Cameroon, but when I was like a young adult, I started like doing this business, if we can call it like this, music business. But I don't, because I'm not really like a businessman, so I don't know if it's the right word, is the right expression to say this business. But I started being a professional musician as a young adult, even if before I used to play music. School and but I grew up in Cameroon doing music and doing other things too, like playing football, like study other stuff, and I moved to France in 2001 because I met a French producer called Jean-Marie Mbey, with who we produced my first album together, he and me, and he and I we produced the first album together. So so he came with the album, recorded tapes of the album in France, but he needed my presence to mix it and master it, because I was the one who knew how the album, like artistically, was made. So he helped me a lot with the sound, and because at that time I didn't know how to use all those computers.
Yes.
And now it's a bit different, but at that time, I was just like a musician, so we produced it together. So it made everything for me to come to Europe, because it was not easy, because we needed to mix it here or to do some little collection. So this is how I ended up being in France in 2001. And so I continue to do what I was doing, being a musician, playing here and there in bars, in places, small venues, sometimes big venues. And now I'm in the UK, but still I still have one foot in Cameroon, but I'm in the UK now.
And so did you, on the album, did you actually play all the instruments?
Not the album you have.
Yeah,
the album you have, I had my band called Muntuba. Now he called Mulema, but before he was called Muntuba, but throughout the last years he was called Mulema. So I had musician, a bass player, a drummer, keyboards, horns, trumpet, trombones, even I had some chords, saxophone, I had
strings.
I had 7-piece band, but the string were added in France. Actually they were not part of the band, we were 7. So horns, bass, 3 horns, 1 bass, keyboards, and drummer, percussionist, me singing, and they were singing. So in France, we added some strings. It's true that I understand your question. So yeah, all these 3 years, almost 4 years, a lot of people saw me play alone. And yeah, but the next album was, anyway, the album will be out next time because I've almost finished the recording. I played everything.
So that's what I was going to ask about. That's my second question, is what about the new album? When is it out, and what's it like?
The new album, what is it like? Is like my new formula, which is called The One and the Many. So this formula is the one that I'm using now. It's a kind of formula, magic formula, if you want. Anyway, people say it's a magic formula. It's just my simple formula. I call it The One and the Many because I'm playing alone, but it sounds like a band, as you could witness. Yeah. But The One and the Many also because it's a kind of movement that I want to initiate. It's a philosophy. It's saying that we're all connected. So this album, yeah, I did everything. I produced it. I recorded it. I played all the instruments. I sang all the voices. But I didn't mix it because I don't have the knowledge enough. So somebody else mixed it and somebody else will master it. Yeah, it will be called The One and the Many, and hopefully it will be out by February 2011 or maybe March, but around this period. And and I will play all around the UK to present that album. Hopefully I'll play in France, Spain and Cameroon too.
Well, let us know when it comes out and I'll play it.
I agree.
Did you choose to work on your own with loops and layers, and or was it a choice, or did it just happen?
For this album particularly is a choice. It was a choice, but to be honest, I started playing with all those pedals, loops, tried playing on my own, accidentally or naturally. It was not a plan, to be honest with you at the beginning. So we're musicians, we're not like very famous people. I hope anyone that will be famous. But now, anyway, in Paris, I used to play with my band. We were four of us, sometimes three of us. Back in Cameroon, we were seven of us. Mm-hmm. But in France, you know, you have to pay musician, you know. And sometimes I used to play on my own when I used to go to very small venues like bars. And sometimes when I didn't have fee, but I didn't wanted to call sometimes good musician and not be able to pay them. So, you know, little by little, sometimes I was playing alone and sometimes people started booking me alone. And even when I say, no, I have my band, they say, oh, no. Alone, you're great. Please, come alone. I said, no, I have the band. No, they say, come alone. So little by little, I started playing alone. But playing alone like this, I felt like something was missing because I was used to the bass, you know, drum, all the thing. Yeah. So I also, especially with that album, Gods and Devils, sometimes I wanted to reproduce how good it is. And I was lucky enough that now technology allows us, you know, with Loop Station, with all those stuff. So I started doing things like this, and more people wanted this formula rather than the whole band. But I didn't stop playing with the band. So sometimes I used to play with the band. So this how it was. So now I'm doing this album alone because just like my first album, I'm doing an album is trying to put in a CD or in some material what people used to see or listen on stage, you know, because everybody won't have won't be lucky or have the chance to see you play live or to understand. So I think this is why the disc I made or the CD. So so for me, because during these almost 3 years, you can say I was playing on my own, so I wanted to put something in CD to leave something will represent what I'm doing on stage. After that, maybe it will be another project. But so far, now is this project called The One and the Many. Yeah, this is the title of the next album.
So there are so many excellent instrumentalists and singers that come from Cameroon. We can say Francis Bebe, Etienne Mbappe, Richard Mbona,
Manu
Dibango, Richard Bona, Manu Dibango. Do you know Keïssa Doumbé? Young singer.
Yeah, I've never met her.
Oh, she's.
Yeah, but I'm friend of her on Facebook, MySpace,
yes.
And I've heard of.
And Mekongo as well. Mekongo.
President. Yeah.
She's an album I bought back in the 80s.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm not sure he's still doing music.
No, I don't know.
Yeah,
I remember Mboboya. Mboboya.
Yeah, Mboboya. Yeah.
It's a brilliant track.
Wow.
Comment te dire que je t'aime?
Oui, yeah, you know.
Comment te le prouver?
Absolutely. You know music. Mayina Mboboya, Mboboya, Mboboya. Mayina Mboboya, comment te le prouver que je t'aime? Wow.
Mais comment te faire savoir que je t'aime? Comment te le prouver que je t'aime? Comment te faire savoir que je t'aime? Comment te le prouver que je t'aime? Wayinama boya ma boya ma boya. 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 Mais comment te faire savoir que je t'aime? Comment te le prouver que je t'aime? Comment te faire savoir que je t'aime? Mais comment te le prouver que je t'aime? Wayinama boya ma boya ma boya. Wayinama boya ma boya ma boya.
Mboboya by Mekongo from the excellent compilation Sound Afrique, which was released by Island Records in 1981. Let's carry on talking about Cameroon music with Muntu Valdo.
So why are there so many excellent?
I don't know because even this recent time, people saying, why is there so many good bass players in Cameroon?
Yeah.
Why is there so many good saxophonists or musicians? And there's so many of them. You mentioned maybe the one who are the most known, like Richard Bonner and Special Manage Bambo, who is worldwide known, and Bappe, Bebe, all those guys. But you have so many of them who could even be as good or even better than those one who are known, but were not known. But so I don't really know why, because we don't even have like music's cool in Cameroon. Mm-hmm. We don't have like, you know, is I think maybe is the our elders, maybe because they did great stuff like Manu Dibango or Francis Bebe. But they studied music. I think so. I'm not very sure. They studied music in the West, so in France, or you had Jean de Cotomange and other people that you don't know. Maybe because they were so good, so we tried to copy them, you know, people like Echo Roosevelt. I don't know if you
know.
It's one of the good things. Anyway, so I remember back in Cameroon, we used to do competition in school to try, you know, the ear we try to do to as do, good as so. And also Cameroon, because we have a very rich and diverse cultural background, we speak French, English, and we have like Cameroonian, you have Muslim, you have Christian, you have people, animists, you have everything, and we affiliated to the Ligue Arabe, to the Francophonie, to the to the Commonwealth. So, and we have like something like 200 languages. It's a complicated country, but all that you know, variety, diversity, richness of culture. Maybe you know, if you manage to inherit everything or to bring, maybe you can. I don't know how to explain it, but
you have the Pygmies as well. You have the Pygmies.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And there's a Toops Bebe.
Toops Bebe. Yeah, the son of the
An album, a really good jazz album, which
absolutely.
I have by him. So what is your type of music? Because you call it sour blues.
Sour blues. Yeah. If you ask me, what do you play? I'll say sour blues. Sour blues, people name it like this. And this word started in France, but I had to find a word to define my music, because when I play, people used to say, I remind us of the blues, you know, blues, but you're not playing Mississippi blues, but it's blues, it's not in English, but you're not doing like desert blues, because you had that trend about Mali, not from the Sahel, the desert, but what are you doing? You're doing blues, but it's a kind of... So, are we going to say Cameroon blues? I say, no, I've never heard of it. So, where are you coming from? I'm coming from the Sawa region. Anyway, Sawa means the coast in Cameroon, in Douala. So, I say, yeah, so I do blues from Sawa. So, this is how Sawa blues came from.
Matomba miodi mimbu mule mule de tozona di wengi sanwese na bulu otiki nde mamongele ebe makombe be mumba ebuloto miyenga toni kopoti no nasima wele dimbewa kazane somba isona leta ulangwe yawa na mama bo wandewa Kasande somba isona leta ulangwe yawa nana mabo andewa Gambia mongo mulongwa etu namba nandola suwebo na tisenene pe De mwendi na kusino nando mango Muma bisemana na tana tengene Mbape na tiki ponde wa mongele Tonika na potino Osima wele dimbe amba Kasane somba Iso na leta Olangwe awa Nana mabo wandewa Kasane somba Iso na leta Oh, long way awa, nana mabo wante wangi. Wakina mbao mbenge, ndolo nyende kwara mulema. owina na yu mbabe munanga ndole titi lambo lanjangi wa mutamoni mbabe tozo na mbolo we melimba we asui mapanyande na teno bindea opangi mabie malemba osengido la mulema tenya sunye omoni Embonga nindo we yasao ne somba isona leta olangwe yawa na na maboa ndewa kasane somba isona leta olangwe yawa na na maboa ndewa
Valdo with Letta from his album Gods and Devils. Back to Muntu Valdo to talk about his favorite Cameroonian musician.
Wow, who is the top, like the person you really, wow, really inspired you?
There are so many. Maybe he's not very known here. Mm. When I was younger, almost teenager, or not finishing, you know, maybe when I was coming to the adult age, I was playing with a great musician called Eko Roosevelt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I was playing with him. He's one of the big inspiration. But people like Manu Dibango, you know, because he was so successful with Sol Makossa and what he did, you know. And people like Ebo Alotin, I don't know if you know him.
No.
These are the people, you know, Francis Bebe, Akendenge.
Pierre Akendenge.
Yeah, he's not Cameroonian, he's from Gabon, but actually, yeah. So, you have a lot of great musicians from Cameroon like this, as I said. But you have other great musicians all over the world, you know. Somebody like Otis Redding, when I listen to him, is like, you know. Sam Cooke at that time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Even Ari Belafonte, you know. Yeah. And there's so many in France. Charles Aznavour, for example, is a great inspiration. Yeah. Anyway, maybe you will say it's easy to cite all those big names, because everybody will say, but actually,
But it was funny because just after the sound check, you sang a very famous French song, Pour un flirt avec toi, with Michel Delpech.
It is why you were asking me, why is it that Cameroonian are so, you know, maybe because we embrace so many other music from like here. I'm in the UK. It's not a critic, but I don't know about young English people. They don't listen other stuff than pop and rock and English music. They don't listen, or maybe R&B. So they might be rich culturally because pop rock and is very powerful, but they might, if they're not, but you have a lot who come to Womad Festival, all those festivals, but they're very rich, but I say the what we call mainstream music is a bit a bit limited. In France it's wider. In Cameroon is huge. So Michel Delpech, I know a lot of music coming from Cameroon, you know. We'll be right back.
dey for man money, and some too dey shine over all men where dey dey for ground. If you see me try, oh, knock out me my foot for back. Where no funny me palaba, oh, me too I dey try my own. No, oh, I know what me call you, oh, me too I dey find my bread. I dey sell my own granite, oh, no bring me my lock back. I dey work for rent, oh, nothing say rent go dey jam. I dey keep small money, oh, tomorrow I go buy food, food. Wait, nothing say I dey full, oh, one day I go buy motor. No, oh, I know want me back, oh, me too I dey make my plan.
Roosevelt from Cameroon, from the album The Classics, Volume 2. Me Too, I Dey Try My Own. Excellent track. I didn't know Echo Roosevelt, but I'll be looking out for some of his stuff from now on and maybe play some on this program. Back to Muntuvaldo.
What are you listening to at the moment? What's your...
At the moment, I'm still listening to a lot of things, but I had like a coup de cœur for a musician called Izzy, who is also playing alone, but this is not why he influenced me on stage. It's called Raoul Midon. I don't know if you
Raoul heard. Midon?
Yeah.
No. I have a
check
listen.
Out. Yeah. You'll fall for this guy. He's a blind musician from New Mexico in the US.
Right.
He sings, he plays a guitar, and he plays trumpet with his mouth.
Right.
But is this my, what you call, okay, coup de cœur now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Raoul Midon.
Raoul Midon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Raoul Midon.
The best memory of a gig, either you went to or that you played?
Wow, you have so many.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Recently, I supported Lily Smith Black Mamba in Manchester.
Oh, yes.
It was great. I played in WOMAD in Singapore.
Yeah.
It was one of the best moments. And also when I went back to Douala in 2007, after I don't know how many years, I did a gig. Anyway, I have so many. I don't... Yeah, it'd be difficult to pick just one. Yeah.
Picture yourself in a world where there's no one else, nobody anywhere. A moment ago, there were voices and faces to look upon. You can't see them anywhere. Nothing more to say, and no one left to say it to anyway. Oh, listen what I say, that everybody can be somebody, and everybody is free to make a difference. Everybody can be somebody. Everybody. everybody is free to make a difference in this world. Picture a world where the people all feel their worth. Children are everywhere. Now there is a reason for everyone's time on earth. Wondering why you should care. Nothing more to say. And only love can see us through anyway. Hey, listen what I say. That everybody can be somebody. And everybody is free to make a difference. Everybody can be somebody. Everybody free to make a difference. You don't have to be a big celebrity to feel the power, well, the power in your soul. Oh, no. You don't have to be a big star on MTV to realize it in your eyes. It's a view that only you can see. In this world, you can, you know what I'm talking about, make a little difference in this world. I can make a difference in this world. She can make a difference in this world. He can make a little difference in this world. You can, I can, she can, he can, we can make a little bit of world. Don't you know that I'm gonna make a little bit of difference? Yeah. Everybody gonna make a little bit of difference in this world. Don't you know we're gonna make, we're gonna make, we're gonna make, we're gonna make a little. Check it out, all right. I know. I said, everybody, no, make a little difference in this world. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Raul Midon from New Mexico. That's from the limited live edition EP, and the title is Everybody.
And is there a song that makes you laugh? Can you think of a song that you, when you listen to it, you just go, wow, this is just that makes you laugh?
So many. I don't know. There were that French musician. I forgot his name. He was singing Le Zizi.
Oh, Pierre Perret.
Yes. Yes. I was on tour last year with Stan Bendabilili. I don't know.
Yes, I've seen them. I saw them last year. Yeah, in Oxford. But you didn't play in Oxford.
No. I played all the other dates, but not Oxford. Oxford. Because I had a day that day. So yeah. I had a date who were programmed before I went on tour with them. So I did all the other.
That's a shame.
I did all the other dates. Apart London, Manchester, everywhere apart from Britain, from Oxford. So in the van, in the bus, the coach, because I was with them in the coach. So somebody mentioned Pierre Perret and he sang something else. Then I remember that thing. So I think it was the driver or somebody, or maybe the tour manager, who's a Belgian guy or French, I can't remember. So he reminded me that song. He did it. I was like, wow. So I remember all the time when I was listening to it. Actually, when we were in high school, there were a guy who used to sing that song.
Yeah.
And he always made me laugh.
And one that makes you cry. Or a song that makes you cry.
You have some song. You know, there's a lot of songs that make me cry. I don't cry that much, but you have some song will make me feel really sad. Recently, because I always think about recently, because there's so many things. Yeah. Recently, I've listened to a blues man from the U.S. called J.B. Lenoir. Yeah, so he was singing a song about Alabama.
Yeah. And let's see if I can find that one. Yeah, I got some of his stuff.
Yeah, Alabama.
Yeah.
J.B. Lenoir.
Yeah.
Wow, I listened to that song. It was like, I don't know if I can remember the melody saying Alabama or something. I won't go to Alabama anymore or something. Yeah. He was talking about the fact that he killed his brother, they killed his mother. I think maybe he was talking about the segregation time. So
he's a great bluesman. It's veering towards soul.
That song, this is one of the last song who made me feel very sad. But to be honest, I listen more sad song than happy song because happy song sometimes I don't need to listen them properly. I just go maybe in a club or somewhere and they put them, you know. But sad song are the song most of the time that I put to listen because most of the time they have great melodies, great harmonies, great, you know.
And there's one blues man from Cameroon, I didn't say his name, Roland Chakoute.
Yeah, I didn't know him before. It's just like maybe last year that I discovered
His album is fantastic, absolutely fantastic.
Afin de nous ôter nos complexes au gay au gay, on nous donne des cours sur le sexe au gay au gay. On apprend la vie secrète des angoisses et de la bébête, ou de ceux qui trouvent dégourdis de montrer leur bigoudi. Une institutrice très sympathique nous en explique toute la mécanique. Elle dit nous allons planter le décor au gay au gay, de l'appareil masculin d'abord au gay au gay. Elle s'approche du tableau noir, on va peut-être enfin savoir quel est ce monstre sacré qui a donc tant de pouvoir. Et sans hésiter, elle nous dessine le petit chose et les deux orphelines. Tout, vous saurez tout sur le zizi, le vrai, le faux, le laid, le beau, le dur, le mou qui a un grand coup, le gros touffu, le petit joufflu, le grand ridé, le montpellé. Tout, je vous dirai tout sur le zizi. Des zizi, il y en a toutes les couleurs, au gay, au gay. Des boulangers jusqu'au ramoneur, au gay, au gay. J'en ai vu des impulsifs qui grimpaient dans les calcifs. J'en ai vu de moins voraces tomber dans les godasses. Suis d'un mécanicien en détresse qui a jamais pu réunir ses pièces. Y'a le zizi tout propre du blanchisseur au gay au gay. Celui qui a mis donne la main de ma sœur au gay au gay. J'ai vu le zizi d'un curé avec son petit chapeau violet qui juste en pleine ascension fait la génuflexion. Un lever de zizi au crépuscule et celui du pape qui fait des bulles. Tout, vous saurez tout sur le zizi, le vrai, le faux.
I never will go back to Alabama. That is not the place for me. I never will go back to Alabama. That is not the place for me. You know they killed my sister and my brother, and the whole world let them peoples go down there free. I never will love Alabama. Alabama seemed to never have love for me.
Alabama. Alabama seemed to never have love for me. Oh God, I wish you would rise up one day, lead my peoples to the land of peace. My brother was taken up for my mother, and a police officer shot him down. My brother was taken up for my mother, and the police officer shot him down. I can't help but to sit down and cry sometimes. Think about how my poor brother lost his life. Got my people behind a barbed wire fence. Now you're trying to take my freedom away from me.
That was Alabama Blues by J.B. Lenoir from the album Passionate Blues. What a great song. I didn't know about it. Thank you, Muntu, for letting me know about it. And before that, Le Zizi, The Willy by Pierre Perret. I won't get into the translation, but once you've heard that song in French, you know everything there is to know about Willys. Mind you, there is nothing vulgar in that song. It's just quite a sweet song, and every French person knows it. It's one of these standards. So there you are, Pierre Perret from Le Monde de Pierrot. Back to Montevaldo for our last question.
And do you think that living in Europe has actually influenced the way that you approach music?
I think so, because anyway, we're influenced by our space, by the people we meet, the thing we see, and our environment, you know, so... I'm not that sure that if I was still in Cameroon, I would have used all those pedals, for example. So I think, the fact that I'm here, and the fact that here is more diverse than in Cameroon, you meet different other musicians, different other people, and so, anyway.
So, in fact, you're the African John Martin. You know John Martin? You know the musician John Martin?
No, sorry.
An English musician. And back in the 70s, I saw him back in 71, 72.
Yeah.
He was doing what you were doing.
Wow.
There's some of his stuff that you have to listen to, because he's using lots of loops and lots of things.
He was doing this at that time.
Yeah. I don't know if there's a live album of him when he was doing that sort of thing, but it was back in the 70s.
And
it was very, he only had two or three.
No, but they were using
tape recorders with the tape running, you know, so that you had like an echo chamber and all sorts of things.
Check it out.
John Martin.
John Martin.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay, well, very nice to talk to you, Muntu.
Thank you very much. And, JPR. Yeah. Thank you very much.
I'm really looking forward to seeing you tonight.
Yeah, and we'll keep in contact. I'll send you the new album when you're ready. But maybe before you go, because I think before the release, they will have like press CDs or promo ones.
Right, great.
I could send you one.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's mine.
Tatanu, Yaponosu, oh, oh, oh. yaki na si mataka mulema makata mambe masidi dimba tonika neno ja iso mambembe etiti lambo
etiti 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 lambo
etiti 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 lambo etiti
etiti
etiti lambo Kamba mulema te bende we andola mi wo 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 o mende ti kamba mongele tona banu pepe enye 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 ne lunge lam di sima suwe a wenge gembale na jana tondi o wa ne na sima pula peta ki se wa Posi lunghe longo, oh, oh. Do songele nanico cio mi non va, nanico do di no peso muto, namende pompende bagnolo, tonica ne no già iso mambembe, e titi,
titi, titi, titi, titi lambo, e titi lambo.
E wo beba bela beneto ni kane no ja iso mambembe e titi lambo titi titi
Thank you very much to Muntu Valdo for this excellent interview. I really enjoyed talking to him. The track just played was A Titi Lambo from his album Gods and Devils, Muntu Valdo. If you haven't got it, go and get it. Now, to his review. The review of that concert is on my website, http://jprpodcasts.podbean.com. All I'll say is I'll give you my conclusion. Muntu Valdo is an oddity in world music, bringing the African psyche into the 21st century, singing in his soft Douala native language, yet sending a strong, clear message of love, happiness and unity to those who are willing to listen. Go and see him when you get the chance. Thank you. See you next week.